With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Podcast coming up tomorrow after the show, 92.3 The Fan Extra with the Odyssey app. Make sure you get it. The emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies.
An Odyssey station.
7:45, 2 second trivia. What can they win? I have no idea.
They can win a virtual premiere screening code for Welcome to the Blumhouse. It's a horror thriller.
Okay. All right, chance to win that. That'll sound really good. It'll be really good. There you go. Sorry. You miss a day, and now it's like I haven't even been on the show in months. That's why I always have to be here. I apologize. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, Zach Jackson is going to join us on the show. Also at 9 o'clock, we go around the AFC North. Can we get to Ohio State attendance later?
Ohio State tried to clarify what happened over the weekend.
Boom, 8:45, it's happening. Okay. We'll try to clarify it at 8:45. Or Ohio State tried to clarify it, and we'll talk about their clarification at 8:45. Seems there's a lot of things down at Ohio State that needs the air cleared on.
Always good. Always good to get that straightened out.
Hmm. Do you want to get my seven in heaven before we move on to Jarvis Landry?
I do, but
I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, and it is 7 o'clock.
So we did it the way that you wanted to do it yesterday. Lloyd was filling in admirably, but he brought up the same issue that I have.
Well, it's not, I don't like power rankings. We're trying to prognosticate what we think the playoffs are going to be, because the playoffs are heaven.
I get it.
So you want to get into heaven.
Everybody thinks it's going to be Chiefs, Browns, Bills, and most likely what? Titans winning the division?
That's again
the thing. So then there's your top four.
When it changes, you go, really? And then you go, yo, this is the reason why. I see this team playing that team and not doing well. Instead of just, this is what he thinks best right now.
But I think
power rankings suck. I don't care. Power rankings suck.
But I don't think they suck, because there's an element of, is a team proving, like if the Browns start out 2-4, you're still going to pick the Browns to win the division, right?
Why? If the Browns start out 2-4, look at the beginning of their schedule. If they lose to some of these teams, you're going, no.
But last
Baltimore
year,
would beat these teams. Why would I pick them to win the division then?
Because last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers were 11-0, and you still had teams above them.
I still had Baltimore above Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so it didn't matter what was happening on the field. You had just made up your mind, no matter what.
I understand that, but I was prognosticating.
And that was before Big Ben fell off a cliff.
It wasn't me making up my mind. I was prognosticating. And then part of the fun was having me put on a skewer and have to defend my points of view every single week. And I kept telling people why, and everybody kept calling me an idiot until it actually happened. Champions pose. Boom. But still, that's why I think that's part of the fun of seven in heaven. If I just say, well, it's a power ranking, so-and-so is best, I think that's way boring. I think it's silly.
Okay, we'll see how much it changes then.
Seven in heaven!
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup. Track the playoffs now.
Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
This is seven in heaven.
Heaven.
I go in ascending order, even though technically I think people told me it's descending order, but I don't care.
If you start at 7 and go to 1, that's descending order.
Well, we're going in descending order.
Okay.
Do you have yours in front of you?
I do.
All right, give me yours real quick. Just real quick, go again.
I have Chargers 7, Raiders 6, Ravens 5, Titans 4, Bills 3, Browns 2, Chiefs 1.
Okay. This is why 7 in heaven matters the way we do it. Because I do not have the Raiders on the list right now.
Okay.
I still think it's going to be a December to remember because they've had the December swoon each of the last 2 years. Derek Carr's playing very well now that John Gruden's finally like accepted that he's a decent quarterback. Derek Carr's playing very well. Defense is much better with Gus Bradley. I'm still not trusting John Gruden. I'm still not trusting the Raiders overall. So I'm leaving them out right now because December will be here. But things may change. We'll
see.
Because I could say they're just a good enough team.
Yeah, but they're coaches all the time that I don't love, but they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
But I said their whole system I don't like. Okay. And I think they're going to drop stupid games, and by the time December comes around, I think they'll be out of the conversation. So the Raiders are not in. The Raiders weren't in for me last week. The Dolphins were in for me last week. They are not in seven in heaven.
See ya.
Goodbye. If Tua's banged up and all that stuff, it's like, yeah.
Who's their quarterback now?
Hell if I know right off the top of my
They
head.
Had...
Mark Brunell?
No, he was in Indy.
Jacoby Brissett. Tone, your guy.
Yeah.
There you go. So right now, Miami is out. But it's still early, so things can take dramatic changes. At number seven... At number seven, the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, hear me out. Mason Rudolph can at least follow a game plan. Mm-hmm. Ben Roethlisberger, and they said this in week one, and we can talk about it more with seven in heaven when we go to Pittsburgh, during around the AFC North when we go to Pittsburgh. There are plenty of people he just did what he wanted to do in week one. That's all he did. And so they felt it was fool's gold because the offense was bad and the defense and special teams ended up playing so well and they won that game against Buffalo and it just emboldened Ben Roethlisberger even more. And now on this, if he's, like, injured and can't go...
Yeah, he's got a pec injury now.
Do they run the ball more with a worse offensive line? Remember, when you have a bad offensive line, you're prone to run the ball more because it's easier to head forward than backwards.
Which they can't do. They still can't run the ball.
But you have Najee Harris you can hand the ball off to. Now with Deontay Johnson... I can't believe Deontay Johnson got hurt on that stupid final play of the game that was pointless. Deontay Johnson's banged up.
Watts banged up.
I don't think they're good. This might be the last gasp, but I'm still putting them number seven. I'm still because I still think that if somebody else is the quarterback of that team, they'll do as Matt Canada says, and Matt Canada can scheme, even though a lot of coaches don't like the guy. Matt Canada can scheme, and he'll go through the progression, and he'll do as he's told, and they'll still win enough games to give themselves a race. So I put them there at number seven. Number six... Boy, the Patriots just came back with a vengeance, didn't they? Made Zach Wilson look like the rookie he is. I put the Patriots at number six. Number five, Baltimore. Ravens are back up at number five. This is the wild swings that happened at the beginning of seven in heaven. They were out of the top seven last week. We have two new teams in my top seven in heaven. We have New England and Baltimore. Both are in seven in heaven right now.
Where do you rank that win, Baltimore, with all those injuries? Basically, the most guys on the IR in the NFL.
Tremendous.
Down to their eighth running
Tremendous.
Back. And Lamar Jackson bringing them back against the Chiefs.
It shows that they can still be dangerous. I mean, unless they go out there and lay another egg, then it's like, well, I guess Kansas City's prone to have an egg laid themselves like they did with the Raiders last year. That's still to be determined. It's still early. But it gives you a lot of heart because John Harbaugh is a good coach, and now it's proven. He had... Greg Roman, who was under fire, and it's like, man, they ran like crazy on Kansas City. The Browns ran like crazy on them. We're starting to see a trend already when it comes to Kansas City's defense there. So for the people who want to use both running backs at the same time, I don't know, maybe the playoffs against Kansas City could see that. So I put Baltimore at number five. Number four, Tennessee. Boy, they got a great win, didn't they? Number three, Buffalo. Number two, the Browns. Number one, Kansas City. Seven in heaven. Mark it.
So our top four are... identical.
Yeah.
What's the gap right now between one and two?
I think it's up for me. I'll tell you what for me, and then you can answer.
I think it's right there with one and two.
Yeah, I think their defenses right now through two games are probably pretty similar. Like I don't think one has a decided advantage over the other. We didn't see Tyrann Mathieu, and then week two he picks off Lamar Jackson twice.
Yeah.
I think you've seen more playmakers in the defensive backfield for the Chiefs right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say
Dirty
so.
Dan back there. Who knows
Dirty
what type
Dan's
of crazy
always
plays.
Doing dirty things.
But I think isn't the difference just Patrick Mahomes Travis Kelce versus your, who are your, I mean, yours, you have Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb. Chubb is incredible. Chubb, going back and looking at the film and seeing how guys are talking about Nick Chubb, like, there's stuff there, but then he's creating stuff.
If Nick Chubb played for the Kansas City Chiefs, there'd be no point to talk about any of this. It'd just be no point.
Well, that's kind of how I feel about Travis Kelce, though. I think that's how unstoppable he is.
He is. Well, yeah, damn it. He really is great. But you can still, a really good defense can find a way to, not neutralize, but can contain the rest. Because it's like, you know, on Sunday, I think you make a decision. Am I going to get beat by Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, or am I going to leave it to be beaten by Mecole Hardman? Do I have the horses to knock it down to just, you go, okay, you're going to beat me, but you got to beat me with Mecole Hardman because I'm taking those guys away. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who's not that great. Like, that's what you got to do. So I think that, yes, there is a smidgen of a gap, but I think that the Browns are right there. I'm not going to give up just because they didn't play that great defensively against the Houston Texans on Sunday.
No, it's not a give up.
But I think some people did. I think some people did, like, oh, I guess we're not as good as we were. And I want to make this abundantly clear, and that is seven in heaven. Can I say this that I meant to say on Monday's show and I didn't get to do it? I think a lot of people confuse the spread with playing good football. Like, you got to cut. Like, Limey, you said you were in a suite for that game?
Yeah.
Well done by you.
By the third and fourth quarter, in the fourth quarter, watching all the other games, when all the games are coming down to the end.
Okay.
Yes, there were a lot of people frustrated with what happened.
And you said, well, I guess the people are going, well, I guess we're not going to cover. I guess we can't even cover now. And it's like, it's a 13-point spread. And I've been saying all last week.
And you won by double digits.
Exactly. But you weren't good defensively. I'm not going to sit there and act like they were. They were not good defensively. They were really good offensively. They really were. They were very efficient to the point where they're the second most efficient offense of the NFL now through 2 weeks. They were very efficient offensively. If you didn't have the fumble, even if you didn't have the pick, you were going in both times. You were going in both times. So I don't want people to be affected of, we didn't even cover the spread. Houston sucks. The situation around Houston is really ugly and bad, but I don't think they have the worst team in the NFL. The worst team in the NFL is in Jacksonville. 216-578-0092. You beat a team by 10 points. It's a professional effort. Coming up at 8:20, Zach Jackson's going to join us on the show. Up next, yeah, losing Jarvis Landry. You're losing a lot on this offense. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.